I guess I'm having a bit of a freak-out day. An anxiety day. I can no longer record anything on the computer, and I have no fucking idea why. I got a cute picture of a squirrel, even though I think squirrels are kind of repulsive. Well, I actually don't have a problem with squirrels in their outdoor environment, but like the idea of letting them in to this place was, that was repulsive. But presently I am trying to unload once and for all these, another batch, I mean not once and for all, but another batch of these Etude magazines. And I'm just reflecting again on what a colossal waste of time that whole project ended up being. But I guess you could say that for almost anything that I've done in the last 15 years. I haven't really contributed anything to the world that wasn't already there. I don't know. I'm also trying this field recorder in a new spot, holding it on my belt. I don't think it matters, but I want to close my storage room. But to do that, I'd have to free up a lot of space here. And the obvious place to start is these fucking magazines. But I get so, every time I look through them, I get that feeling again of possibility that maybe I shouldn't let them go. There's a beautiful cover of, well, here's a nice cover of Paganini from June 1938. And I got rid of everything from the 50s and the 40s because those are all on archive.org and I scanned them all, but I never scanned these ones from the 30s. And I don't know how long it's going to take the archive.org people or whoever's doing it from that library to get all those. The rest of them scanned, they have all the early ones from the 1880s and 90s, and they have everything from 1900. But it could be years before they get the rest of them. I mean, it's taken them long enough to start doing them anyway, to get to that title in the first place, which might be a clue as to how valuable those folks consider these magazines to be. Maybe they don't think they're valuable at all, is what I mean. So I might just tear the whole site down and put an explanation of what it was and why I thought it had any value. But I don't think anybody cares. All anybody cares about is how much money their copies are worth. I hate this, you know. Once in a while, you see an ad, and you want to, and it scrolls off the screen, or you hit the back button, or the forward, you go somewhere, and then you hit the back button. And you can't find it again. And in this case, I don't really care about the ad. I wanted to see the comments. It's an ad for one of those WordPress themes that I tried to use and never understood. I just don't know what I can do in this business anymore. I'm not worth anything. friend Paul was talking about how he basically reinvented himself or learned how to build apps, basically. And I was really impressed. I was proud of him, even as a friend, because it's hard to teach an old dog, you know? I don't feel like I have an inability to learn things, but there's just too much to learn. And I can't do that anymore. I can do that, but I can't learn everything anymore. I guess I'm still stuck in the 90s where you could be a jack of all trades and master of none, and that was a good thing. I don't think that works anymore. But the magazines, I don't know. I feel bad just unloading them, having not scanned them. But I'm still more connected to the very old ones that I have scanned. I mean, those seem, I don't know if they're valuable. I know they're not of any monetary value to speak of. I mean, I was going to maybe try a Craigslist. I think I saw somebody do that once, not with these magazines, but some other old title. But people are savvy, you know, people will look it up and find that they're not worth anything. But when I was down in Tampa, George mentioned that they were cleaning out the attic and they found a bunch of old music magazines, and he was talking about these. And he said, of course, that you know, they thought they might be worth something. That's a natural enough thought. But he said they did some research and didn't take much to find that they weren't worth anything, or they weren't worth putting any work into as far as selling them or anything. And I tried to ask him, but he just talked over me. I tried to ask him if he found my website in the process. That wouldn't surprise me, because somewhere on there I have a thing that says the frequently asked question or something, where what are my copies worth? That's the only inquiry I've gotten. Well, somebody asked me to let me get back to that. But the overwhelming majority of inquiries I get about those things are what are my copies worth? And I always respond, and I don't have a copy and paste response that I could do. I always give a real response, and majority of the time, whoever I respond to just ignores that. Or, I mean, they don't even write back to say thank you. But that extends to the other type of inquiries I used to get, which were from researchers and musicologists who wanted me to send them scans of specific articles. And for whatever reason, I used to get a bunch of those type of inquiries from Australia. I mean, I know the reason, but I don't know the underlying reason behind that reason. The reason is that those magazines are like almost impossible to come by down there. I guess it was, I mean, like even in libraries, I don't understand why that would be, but I mean, the microfiche copies are notoriously bad. And for as long as that was true. Well, that reminds me. I wonder how much of this shit Google has online. They had a bunch, but they were clearly from those horrible microfiche, and the scans are all like redacted, or I guess, and the whole the interface for it is just confusing as hell. And the, I mean, here it's sometimes they use the microfiche. Other times, it looks like they did it themselves or somebody did it, but the quality is so bad. I never understood why, you know, they did it just so badly. This is like almost unreadable. And then even the scans are unreadable. No, forget about the converted text, the OCR stuff. That's just complete gibberish. If they even bother doing it, maybe they don't even care, but yeah, here's a story. I think I hate that. Yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, why did they even bother that type of logic? And then they make it impossible to save a copy, or they make it very difficult to save the copy to your own computer, even though it's public domain. So I think there's some crazy hack that you can get to it, but I mean, I don't really care. But they trap you into this e-reader thing, which, hey, maybe that's the sort of thing I should have explored. Oh, I did explore it, actually. But they make it it's just unusable. I mean, why did they even bother? I say this almost every time I look here for, anyway, and the copies that they do have, regardless of whether they're readable or not, it's very difficult to figure out which copies they have, because their own site search is so bad. But there again, if it's maybe that just signals, it's yet another indicator of how valueless this title is. And the index to articles, or the indexes to articles and music published in you know, they claim it's snippet view only or something like that, but they might as well just give it away, because any particular entry that you're looking for, you'll be able to get to it, and you won't be able to get to anything else, or you might get like limited number of previews per day or something like that. But if you're looking for anything in that index, you only need one thing. So that little preview feature is basically just giving it away. I mean, that's, wouldn't call it a scam necessarily, but it's bafflingly bad for a company like that. Anyway, so I'm going back into the room where I store all these things, and like I said, every time I pick one of these up, or certain of them at least, I get that feeling of possibility again that I could do something useful or meaningful with them. I mean, I could just start by getting rid of redundant copies. I have multiple copies of some issues, and I only need... And that, well, I mean, that was in the interest of making sure that I had backup in case one of the copies was incomplete. But I guess that doesn't really matter anymore. Oh, wait a minute. And these covers are beautiful, you know, some of them at least. There's Wagner, I don't like him. But the cover with Ravel on it was really cool, and here's a beautiful one of, I guess it's Jenny Lind. Yeah, they wrote about her a lot. Swedish Angel or something like that. And then here's Paganini. I still love his first violin concerto. It's one of the first, when I was in school, that was one of the first non-piano pieces that I really went all in for. Wow, I can't sing today. Usually, I can sing. Here's this weird, spacey-looking cover with Sibelius. Looks like he's in up in the clouds or something. And here's a generic cover of a violin. And here's this horrible Christmas cover. I always hated their Christmas issues. And here's two kids at the piano. There's a big heart shape with a bunch of kids' faces in it. What the fuck's that about? Oh, Valentine's. I always thought that was a stupid day. This is a cool cover. This one's got band instruments as well as a piano. Yeah, it's the All About Bands issue. And the cover is actually really neat. So now I'm at May 1939, and the cover has this little kid sitting in a chair strumming a, I guess that's a banjo. That's not a banjo. It's just maybe it's a ukulele. I'm not really up on my plucked string instruments. Some of these, I don't know. Times change, I guess, but this is one of my favorite covers ever, Teresa Carreño. I'll keep both of those. I even put that one in a bag, which I didn't do with most of the copies from the 30s. And then here's a cover of a big marching band. Well, that one's in bad shape. I can get rid of it on that basis. But that would leave me with no copy of the October 1939 issue. But who the fuck cares?